Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
What's that stat you just gave me on Will Anderson?
Yeah.
Say it for the whole class.
I'm being a jerk. I'm keeping all the good stats to myself. So Will Anderson Jr. finished with a team-high 9 pressures and 1.5 sacks, 35 pass rushes, including 4 quick pass rushers, or quick pressures, rather, and 3 entirely unblocked pressures.
9 pressures.
He was eating against Braxton.
And as
Jones.
Vandermeer said, and I said earlier, I hadn't heard the call, to be honest, I thought he ate a dude. I thought Danielle Hunter ate a dude as well. Just
same dude.
Swallowing up Caleb Williams the way they did. But here's my first confession. Will Anderson is an absolute joy, people. He is an absolute joy. He's always seems to be in a good mood off the field.
Yes, he does.
Always very candid and captivating. And so he was asked who had the hardest hit of the night.
Petrie. No doubt, man. Petrie. He has a condo in the trenches, man. He likes to visit down there every now and then. We let him come down there, hang out with us, man, and stuff like that. So we love him, man.
I like that.
He's got a summer place.
A condo in the trenches.
Condo's a good way to go, though.
Yeah.
At least it's not like a time. It's not a timeshare.
You say he like to visit once in a while.
Yeah, he just got a little place, down in the trenches. It's just a pleasure to be around Will Anderson. And that dude, he's got several plots of land. He's got acreage in the trenches. he's got a whole lot of area there in the trenches, and he was a terror.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I just got a new confession.
Mm.
You remember on Friday we had on the YouTube a Bears fan. Kind of talking.
Oh, yeah.
Chili Block Trading has returned. And my confession, I did not expect Chili Block Trading to come back through. So shout out to you on the YouTube. Congratulations, Houston's, on the hard-fought victory.
Now, that's respect.
You guys have a well-coached team.
My man got heart.
Yeah. Plays hard for each other. Absolutely do. Appreciate you jumping back in and saying what's
salute
up. Also, I just did not anticipate that there being that many Bears fans. I guess if you show up to the game, you got to have a level of belief in your team. But they really did expect to go out and beat the Texans. And if the Texans did not shoot themselves to the tune of like 100-something penalty yards, I don't know where that necessarily was. I don't know if that was well placed.
Yeah. No, look, it was a lot of fans there. It was a terrific game. Shout out to him for taking the bullet, so to speak, and being the bigger man. But it was tough if you were a Bears fan in the end because you thought you had a shot.
Yeah, Tom about to start a ticket for Eberflus, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because they was expecting him. Remember, that was the highlight of the offseason for them.
Mm-hmm.
They was expected to make the playoffs.
Yep.
So I don't know what's going on after that.
Well, and we'll see.
Apparently the people that are saying that the Bears lost to a Super Bowl contender in Chicago. So
good.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm good with that.
I really enjoyed the roof being open, man, especially for a night game. I got to confess, the next time they have a night game, they should absolutely have the roof open.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm talking about if the weather is good and all that stuff. If it's raining, of course not. But if it's a perfect night, they should absolutely have the roof open every single time.
It was muggy. Not going to lie, but
it wasn't too bad.
We're Houstonians, right?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's like going to a open roof place, like somewhere else, man. Like sometimes it'd be a little warm. It wasn't unbearable or nothing like that, but I thought it was perfect.
I have a question for our listeners. I'm glad you brought that up before I get to my next confession. Somebody texted me that the Coast Guard flyover wasn't exactly over the stadium, and it was well after the anthem ended. We were in the press box, so I didn't even see it.
I couldn't get a good look at it.
Was the did they miss? You were in the press box. No, were you?
I got there a little bit late, so okay. I got in as they were finishing the national anthem.
Yeah.
Oh, big.
So I totally missed it.
This might line up nice for you. October 31st is with. Oh, never mind. That's in Cotton City.
Yeah. 713-572-4610.
They do have another Sunday night football game against your Detroit Lions, Lopez.
Oh, man. They ain't my Lions that night.
Yeah. November 10th.
Yeah. Got to be open.
Yes. If it's nice weather, no rain, and not too chilly and all that stuff, not too hot, open the roof.
It is confessions, and I just have to be honest. I got home last night, sat in my chair, turned on the TV a little bit just to kind of wind down, and I thought to myself, I'm washed.
Yeah.
I am washed. In terms of, it didn't help that I had shoes that were a little tight, and we were walking all over the place. I mean, I was all over the stadium before the game. We were tailgating. And then you're running out to the parking lot trying to beat traffic, which I didn't, and all that. And I sat down and I'm like, I love what I do. I know we're going to bring it tomorrow, which is today, and all that. And you get that adrenaline rush. But in that moment, I said, I'm washed. That was tiring. I'm actually a little sore.
You're not the only one. There's a lot of folks that with the primetime game. Like, that's also one of the – it's primetime for everybody, and that just that shifts everything back, including post-game show, which, of course, Sports Radio 610 got you covered, right? Like, all the way till 1:30, apparently. Mm-hmm. I say apparently because God knows I wasn't up. the fellas had you. So, shout out. I want to take this time to salute, obviously, Clint and Sean.
And our program director, Parker.
Program director.
Yeah. Up till 3:30.
Yeah, man. So, shout out to – I mean, but Sean especially turned back around in a couple of hours after just a little bit of sleep to make sure he had
– to do a two-hour show.
The show going
and the podcast after the show.
That's right.
You know how there are things in our lives where you say, I don't know how I did that. Like, whether it's like when you played football in high school or whatever, and like, I don't know how.
Pulling an all-nighter for a whole weekend.
Pulling an all-nighter, all that. I used to do pre and post. I don't know how I did that. Because last night, I was washed. I was just a vegetable.
Well, you made it.
I made it. We're here, and we're excited, and we got energy today.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Before I get going, Lopez, you got change for 20? I thought of this last night. After the noon slate. I'm so happy to be here and not in Dallas right now. Oh my goodness. Like after that shellacking that the Cowboys took.
We've been there.
I was like, yo, I am so happy to be in Houston right now with like the positive energy, the excitement that there is for this team compared to just the outright apathy that I know that them boys in Dallas are facing right now with that fan base.
Yep.
With all of their playoff lack of success and then going and having the Saints walk in with Derek Carr, 33 years old, finding himself, right, apparently deciding, oh, I can throw the football and then throwing it all over you. I'm sure it is toxic up there. Not down here, though. Not down here, though. We having a good time.
It's a mess up there, man. Yeah. It is an absolute mess.
What's crazy is that was probably the worst team they could have lost to, man. Mm-hmm. Because those New Orleans Saints fans are
Did you see
crazy.
The parade?
Obnoxious is the word that you use? Is that what I heard?
I'm trying to be nice because okay, I don't bad. Need nobody
to
hit me.
I was just trying to make sure if I heard right. I'm not saying that. I just wanted to hear.
Two of the most craziest fan bases in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And they was getting blown out like that. Oh, my goodness.
They had a parade around AT&T. Did you see that video?
No.
Like, it looked like thousands. It might have been hundreds, but thousands of Saints fans just...
They went Wall of Jericho on it?
They just did a little... They had tubas and everything. And by the way, you got to be a really good fan to take a tuba to a road
game. Oh, so they did like a second line.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. I was trying to remember. Like all the way
for
around.
For the Cowboys fans, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds cool, though. If you're a Saints fan, that sounds real
they
cool.
They had a parade, man.
As much as I like the primetime game and just being in the spotlight, I gotta confess I was a little bit antsy after watching all of these late games leading up into the primetime game because it seemed like all the teams that we thought was gonna be good just kind of fell off. Like,
oh, you thought, oh no, here come the Texans.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this is a wonky week too, man.
Ravens lost.
The Chiefs probably should have lost.
Yeah,
it was just so many teams that just
Niners lost.
Yeah, Niners lost. So I'm thinking like, man, it's one of these wonky week twos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man. So I was a little bit antsy, man.
I hear you and I totally agree. But I was just antsy just because I wanted to get going. You know, I wanted to get there and get it done. I got one more. Watch this.
These are my confessions.
Ron Hughley is the reason you should never, ever, ever, ever make a bet that lasts more than one day or one moment. Dude, we're out. He's had it with that hair.
Yes, he's
had it.
I keep trying to tell him. I think it's good. I think it looks
good. I think it look all right, man.
Yes, but he's had it.
He just got to get a haircut, man.
And for those don't know, what was the actual bet? It was the...
That the Astros won't sweep the...
The Royals.
Yeah.
And he dyed his hair blonde. Dude, that's enough. Let him grow it back. Let him do something or whatever.
I don't think that's a decision. I don't think he can just decide that that's where
he's at. Dye it back. Shave your head. Something.
Nah, he just got to let that roll.
You can never make bets that go like 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. You know, that it's going to be still there.
Yeah.
Just do your helmet, you know, like I did. get it over with.
He loves that helmet. He really does.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to do it every day for 5 weeks or whatever it's going to end up being.
That sounds like a challenge. I feel like we should be making it every day for 5 weeks. That's probably a good way to go. But Ron looked good. He's handling it like a champ.
I think it looks fine, man.
He's handling it like a champ.
He's not handling it as good as you think.
He's not enjoying it, but like on the outside, it looks good.
We got to get Lopez to do a bet like that.
Nope. Did you just hear me?
Hear me out. Not blind. You, if you lose a bet, you got to go all black.
No,
Jet black.
I just said he's the reason. He's the example that you never do those.
What's
types
wrong
of
with
bets.
Jet black though?
It's not me.
Come on, he was jet black at one point.
Brown, but yes.
Or just go back brown.
Yeah.
Just go
or put my fro back. Get my fro back on
the Just for Men.
Yeah,
Just for Men going.
Go all the way brown like the old days.
I would look like an idiot.
All right, I got one more.
Watch this. My
gentlemen, I am fighting a losing battle on remembering names. I've been meeting so many fine folks, especially on a day like yesterday when we were out tailgating. All sorts. You mentioned the sisters that were on opposite sides of this. I do the thing where I try and make sure I say the name a few times to remind myself. And buddy, I can't pull it off. I have no idea those fine women that we were talking
now
to.
You
the
got
sisters,
me thinking. I can't remember it either.
There's so
many. My man's name.
One was Michelle.
That's your guess is as good as mine. I say that to say it's no disrespect to all the people that we're meeting because really,
it was a lot of fun.
A lot of people showed us a lot of love, and I appreciate it. I'm losing. I'm losing.
I'm the same way. I can sit there and shake your hand. Hey, what's your name? Oh, pleasure to meet you. Turn around twice. What's your name again? I totally forgot. Yeah. I will miss somebody's name.
And so with that being the case, please understand if I ask you for your name again, it's no disrespect to you. It's all me. I'm not winning when it comes to remembering these names.
So this is true.
Again. Those are our lunchtime confessions here, Sports Radio 610 in the loop. It was fun tailgating and meeting the people, man. I can't wait to get it going again here in a couple weeks when Jacksonville comes in. But here we go. Coming up next in the loop, where do the Texans stand amongst all the 2-0 teams in the land? Let's talk about that next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots
of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.